May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is time to wake up and stay awake. And I don't just mean please stay awake for this sermon, but of course that would be much appreciated. Now we need to be spiritually awake and alert. God is on the move. I don't know if you've ever come across this, but some time ago, some wag or other created a t-shirt, I think it was, or it may have been a bumper sticker with the slogan, Jesus is coming, look busy. Well, it's not such bad advice, really, but we can't just look busy. We are to be up and about and doing the Lord's business. We aren't meant to sleepwalk through life. In this season of Advent, we think a lot about getting ready for Christmas. We prepare to celebrate again that great moment in history when God stepped down from heaven and entered this world as a newborn child. But that's not all that Advent is about. It's also about preparing for Jesus' return and getting ready for the full arrival of God's kingdom. It's a time to think about how we, as God's people in this place, are making space for the kingdom by making our own lives, and so far as we are able, the world, more kingdom-like. Well, how do we do that? At our Faith Forum talk last Sunday, we addressed that very question, considering the subject of living out the faith, or in other words, putting faith into practice. And what is putting faith into practice if not doing the business of God's kingdom? Our Faith Forum speaker, Miranda St. John Nicol, gave us 5 points to consider, two of which I think are really relevant to being alert to the signs of the kingdom and ready for its arrival. And those two are recentering and giving due importance to what we do. Miranda spoke of the need for us to recenter ourselves by reconnecting with God. Taking time for prayer is important, and prayer is active engagement with the world as well as connection with God, as we bring the needs of the world before God, while also making ourselves available and open to God, listening to what the Holy Spirit may want to say to us. At Faith Forum, Miranda also encouraged us to recognize the importance of the things that we do. It's all too easy to think, well, I'm just one person and not very important. Nothing I do will make any real difference. But that's simply not true. Each of us really can make a difference in the world. And even if the difference that we make affects just one other person, it still matters and it still has value. After all, we follow a God who leaves the 99 to go after the one who has strayed. Each individual matters to God, and so should matter to us. And in truth, none of us really ever acts in isolation. As the poet John Donne put it, no man is an island. Every small act that any one of us does to promote justice or care for creation or to support our community combines with those of others and the effect is multiplied. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul urges Christians to lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, in preparation for God's day of salvation. He goes on to talk about living honorably, in other words, doing what is right and good. He also advises Christians to avoid quarreling with one another, and if we were to read on into chapter 14, we would see that he also encourages Christians not to judge one another, not to disdain those who express their faith differently or whose faith is, in Paul's words, weak. We might say fragile. He goes on to talk about not causing another to stumble. In other words, we lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light by supporting one another and being supported by one another, by living our lives according to the values of God's kingdom, loving our neighbor, caring for the weak and vulnerable, striving for justice, valuing one another and all creation, and encouraging each other in our faith. In these ways, we prepare ourselves for God's day of salvation when the kingdom fully arrives. The day of salvation is closer than it has ever been, and yet we still don't know when it will arrive. But the kingdom of God continues to break in bit by bit. Be awake to it, respond to it, work with it. It's not easy, because the arrival of the kingdom, whether in part or in full, is earth-shattering. It turns the world upside down. Swords become plowshares and spears pruning hooks. In God's kingdom, the tools of destruction are reshaped into tools of cultivation. The last become first and the first last. The mighty are cast down from their thrones and the lowly are lifted up. Are we going to sleepwalk through the injustices that exist in our world and in our society? Or are we awake to them, willing to call them out and to change our lives to reshape the world around us? What we do may make only a small difference, but every difference matters. Every difference that casts away the works of darkness and brings in the light creates a bit more space for the kingdom to flourish and to grow. Jesus is coming. It's time to get busy. Amen.